ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 8. Nihongo Dojo. Japanese that can take you to the four corners of the world.
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
こんにちは、皆さん。こんにちは、Rebecca さん。
こんにちは、Naomi 先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。So, what are we going to be studying today?
今日は、北、南、西、東。
North, South, West, and East.
はい、そうです。
And also, I think we're going to be looking at、the polite non-past form of verbs.
そうです、そうです。何々、どうしましたか? What happened?
しましたか?
はい。
Okay, so we'll be looking at that later on in today's lesson. But now,、the conversation today, that is between...
西本周、それから Fabrizio.
So, 周西本 and Fabrizio.
二人は会社にいます。
They're at the office. So, as in the previous lessons, we'll be listening to them speak polite Japanese.
はい、そうです。
Let's listen to the dialogue.
はあ、どうしましたか、シュー。元気がありませんね。
ちょっと、ファブリッツィオは元気ですね。
はい、明日から四国へ行きます。四国はどんなところですか？
いいところですよ。うどん屋がたくさんありますね。有名なお寺もたくさんあります。
四国は広島の下にありますね。
地図に上と下はないですよ。四国は広島の南、九州の西にあります。多分。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はあ。どうしましたか、シュウ。元気がありませんね。ええ、ちょっと。ファブリッツィオは元気ですね。はい、明日から。四国へ行きます。四国はどんなところですか？いいところですよ。うどん屋がたくさんありますね。有名なお寺もたくさんあります。四国は広島の下にありますね。地図に上と下はないですよ。四国は広島の南、九州の西にあります。多分。はあ。
今度は英語が入ります。
はあ。
はあ。
どうしましたか、シュー。元気がありませんね。
What's wrong with you? Shu, you don't sound too good.
ちょっと、ファブリッツィオは元気ですね。
Nothing really. You look fine, Fabrizio.
はい、明日から四国へ行きます。
I'm going to Shikoku tomorrow.
四国はどんなところですか?
What kind of place is Shikoku?
いいところですよ。うどん屋がたくさんありますね。
It's a good place. There are many udon shops.
有名なお寺もたくさんあります。
There are many famous temples too.
四国は広島の下にありますね。
四国 is below Hiroshima, right?
地図に上と下はないですよ。
There's no above or below on the map.
四国は広島の南、九州の西にあります。多分。
四国 is south of Hiroshima and west of Kyushu, I guess.
はあ。
はあ。is called
Tameiki in Japanese.
A sigh.
そうですね。
Tameiki.
Do you know what we say in Japanese? Tameiki をつくと幸せが逃げる。
I've never heard that. What does it mean?
When you sigh, the happiness will run away or the happiness will leave.
Really? No, I've never heard that. When do you use it? Is it just a superstition?
Yeah, it's a superstition. And when you hear somebody sighs, you say,ため息はダメですよ。ため息をつくと幸せが逃げます。
Okay, that's the first time I've heard that. I don't think we have anything like that in English. If our listeners can think of something, I'd be grateful. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think we say anything. We have no such superstition in English do with sighing.
By the way, did I translate well?
I think that's a pretty good translation. Yeah, seeing as how we don't have a matching phrase. ため息をつくと幸せが逃げる。
はい。
When you sigh, the happiness runs away.
はい。
Yeah, that's pretty much what it says in Japanese.
あ、本当?
We do have a superstition to do with sneezing.
何? Sneezing?
You know when someone sneezes and, yeah, and then you say, bless you.
あ、はいはいはい。
I think people used to believe that if you sneeze, the devil could get in. So you had to say, bless you. As soon as someone sneezed.
To protect that person.
I think so. I don't know. That's just what I heard. But I think so. Or at the very least, it could mean that you're getting a cold, so you need to say, bless you, so that maybe you can get better or something like that.
なるほどね。We don't usually say anything when we hear someone is sneezing.
No, I've never had anyone say anything to me in Japanese for sneezing. Sometimes, like, complete strangers. When I'm, you know, out and about in an English-speaking country,Or like tourists, sometimes they'll say, bless you. It's kind of weird.
Do you say bless you to the stranger?
Me? No, I don't.
そうなんだ。面白いですね。We might say, お大事に to the person.
Ah, yeah, like you've got a cold. Take care. お大事に。
お大事に。
Right, so let's look at the vocab for today. First item.
元気
Fine, healthy. It's a nut adjective.
元気元気元気
Next.
ところ
Place.
ところところ
Next.
有名
Famous. Nut adjective.
有名い有名
Next.
寺
Temple.
寺寺
Next item.
下
Under or below.
下下
Next.
上
Up. Above.
上上
Next.
地図
Map.
地図地図
Next item.
南
South.
南
Next.
西
West.
西西
So in today's vocabulary, we did the word tera.
はい。
I don't actually hear that word very often. Usually we say お寺。
Ah!
Is that right?
そうですね。お寺。Honorific prefix?
お。Is it kind of rude just to say tera? It sounds like you're a bit uncouth.
Sounds a bit masculine.
Yeah.
tera.
Tera. So it's better to say お寺。
そうですね。To show your respect to temple.
I see. Yeah. Hi.
That'd be polite, I guess.
So you're more likely to hear お寺 than 寺.
そうですね。
What's our next item of vocab that we're going to look at in some more detail?
Next one is actually a phrase. どうしましたか?
What happened?
はい。
So let's break this down into its parts. What's the first bit?
どう?
How?
しました。
Past tense of します, to do.
か?
Question marker.So this phrase literally means, how did you do? But you can translate it as, what's wrong? Or, what's the matter?
そうですね。
Or, what happened? So to get the polite past tense of the verb, like we see in しましたか, in the どうしましたか, we change ます to ました。
はい。For example, 行きます becomes 行きました。
行きます, as you probably know, is to go. 行きました means went.
あります
To exist.
ありました
To have existed.
、はい、
There was.
はい。います
To exist.
いました
To have existed. Past form of the verb to exist. For、
ね、
animate objects.
はい。食べます becomes 食べました
eat and ate.
はい。
Can you just give us an example sentence?
はい。ラーメンを食べます。
I eat ramen. I will eat ramen.
ラーメンを食べました。
I ate ramen.
そうですね。
Okay, let's move on to the grammar point. Today's target grammar is, we're looking at directions, is this right? The north, south, east, west?
はい。
What's the example sentence?
四国は九州の西にあります。
Is that sentence right? 四国 is located west of Kyushu? That sounds funny to me.
そうですよね。Yeah, you're right. 四国は九州の東ですよね。
でしょ
う。うん。
Yeah, 四国 is located east of Kyushu.
Shu said 多分 at the end of the sentence.
Okay, so he made a mistake because he was feeling down.
多分。
Okay, so the correct sentence should be
四国は九州の東にあります。
Today's grammar structure is something は somewhere にあります or います。That's the sentence structure. And for the somewhere, we're going to put in north, south, east, and west.
そうですね。
Can you tell us, Naomi sensei, what is the word for north?
北。
And south?
南。
West?
西。
East?
東。I'm pretty sure you've heard these words in 日本語道場 series.
Ah, 西本 and, 夏南 and this kind of thing. All their names are...
そうです。北川冬香。
Ah.
And 東春人。
So are these often found in Japanese surnames then?
はい。そう思いますね。
Let's look at another example sentence.
四国は広島の南にあります。
四国 is located south of 広島。
そうですね。
So you will have noticed in this last example sentence, 四国は広島の南にあります, that we started the sentence with a what word.
はい。
That's a little different to what we've been doing so far.
はい、そうですね。We've been doing like, トイレにゴキブリがいます。
Yeah, somewhere に something がいますor あります。
はい。
In the case where we've got this what word, we're talking about the thing. The subject of the sentence is the main point.So, 四国 is what we're talking about. So we start with 四国は広島の南にあります。Whereas, in the gokiburi, the cockroach example, where the important point is, there's a cockroach in the toilet. We're not saying the cockroach is in the toilet. It's coming at the end of the sentence.
そうですね。It's like a new information, probably.
Right.
トイレにゴキブリがいます。
There's a cockroach in the toilet.
ゴキブリはトイレにいます。
The cockroach is in the toilet? That's the difference between the two.
そうですね。
This will probably become a little bit easier, as we go on and look at more sentences in later lessons. But for now, it's just important to remember that you can say it either way, depending on the nuance.
はい。
So there are lots more example sentences in the PDF if you'd like to practice some of these before next time. Do check it out. Okay, time for a geography test.
Geography test.
Yep.I know some of you will want to be accurate and say northeast or southeast or something like that, but we're just going to simplify it to north, south, east, west because it's a newbie lesson.
Okay. 私が
質問ですね。
カナダはアメリカの
上にあります。
Nope. 地図に上と下はありませんよ。
Ah, right. So that would be カナダはアメリカの北にあります。
そうです。Except アラスカ。And Hawaii.
Right. Okay.
じゃあ次です。メキシコはアメリカの
南にあります。
そうです。次。デンマークはドイツの
北にあります。
そうですね。じゃあ最後です。リビアはエジプトの
西にあります。
あ、すごーい。You're really good at geography.
ありがとうございます。じゃあ皆さんも練習してください。
じゃあまた。
またね。
はあ、どうしましたか、シュー。元気がありませんね。
ちょっと。ファブリッツィオは元気ですね。
はい。明日から四国へ行きます。四国はどんなところですか？
いいところですよ。うどん屋がたくさんありますね。有名なお寺もたくさんあります。
四国は広島の下にありますね。
地図に上と下はないですよ。四国は広島の南、九州の西にあります。多分。